Once again, your song of the day, Only Wanna Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish from 1994. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
My brain just went dead for a second there.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You hate Hootie, don't you?
No, I don't hate him.
Why would you hate Hootie?
He hates a couple songs by Hootie. That's not one of them.
I don't hate Hootie at all.
You don't like Let Her Cry?
No, I mean,
I like that song.
He hates the song "I Go Blind with the Passion," which bothers me. It's a good song, but not that one.
It's this '90s dead spot in the rock and roll world. With all my being, every fiber of my being, I don't want to like that song.
But you do.
But
Jake called it.
But I kind of do.
How can you dislike it?
I can't help it if I like it.
You sounded just like Hootie.
Yeah, it's like a 7.6.
Whoa, okay. That's a pretty good score.
Yeah, I just enjoyed it. I guess I go back to Hootie, and I'm like, when he also changed his career and became a country singer.
That's right, Darius Rucker.
Yes, and just took off.
He did.
Yes.
Darius Rucker.
Yeah, and he's also been a pretty long Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
It's of sadness.
That's why Wagon Wheel.
That's why in the song it says, "I'm such a baby, the Dolphins make me cry." He's a lifelong Dolphins fan.
Yeah, that's why Jake
didn't
likes
catch
him.
That.
Yeah, I caught the Dolphins part. I didn't realize it was because of he's a fan.
Yeah, the music video, it shows him playing catch with Dan Marino in the music video.
How about that?
He's friends with Dan.
What is his rating?
My rating is going to be a 7.4.
Okay, here's very a key simple question for you. I was thinking about the whole song. Is this a walk-up song?
It would not be a walk-up song for me.
Thank you.
It's
not a walk-up
no
song.
No go, no dice. If that's playing, I'm looking at whoever I'm with and going, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm still going
maybe
in.
Maybe we go out.
Yeah. I'm saying Ben's a 6.2.
I think he's higher. 7.2. 7.6.
God, we all gave the same score.
Kind of same thing. Yeah.
We all gave the same damn
score. Don't hate
score.
It. Don't love it. Not bad.
7.4, 7.6.
Yeah. I like that. Anything from the text line?
The text line has chimed in. Yeah, it has before we get to Bill's Thrills.
Text line.
Let's see. We've got Rod says that's a good Tuesday song. 8.5.
It's a very Tuesday song. It is.
John, also different John, says a Hootie Tuesday, 8.8 on that one. Mike and Dalton, 8. Very similar score so far. Giltner, 10. Jake and Hickman, 8.1.
Oh, everybody likes it.
Yeah. Husker Mike in Waterloo, 8.5. We're all
nobody
it's like
dislikes
7 to 8 right now. Bill and Bennett, 8.5. 1.3 from unnamed texter there.
Whoa,
I don't see a name
how
on
how about that?
That? One.
Taking a shot.
Where's the household?
1 second. Sanderson, 7.7. Gavin and Pender, 9.2. Who is clever?
Two.
He's back down again.
Back down again like that.
He had a run of high scores recently.
That is.
Kind of scared me. Ryan
Gavin's
in California, 5.1. Brett and Bertrand, 2.5. Jennifer, 7.5. Hubby, 5.9 from the household.
Okay.
Hubby not high on it.
Ryan says, fellow Dolphins fan in Fort Collins, Colorado, 9.3 on that one.
Fellow
Jake,
Dolphins fan.
Jake, you hit one here.
Corey and Lincoln, want to guess his score?
2.
7.
4.
Yeah, the Columbus guys, that's not a Columbus song.
It's not a Columbus
you
song.
You gave it a 7.6.
I told you, it gets me a little bit.
Did he shake his head when he sings?
I mean, he just kind of drones it out. It's halfway pleasant.
Jaron in Lincoln, 9.1. Thank you for your ratings on the song of the day. It is now time for a Tuesday edition of Bill's Throws, which is what, Sip? It's a...
Bugaboo.
Things that bother
God,
me.
This is my favorite
things
one.
Things that bother Bill.
I mean, I like them all, but the bugaboos are always pretty
let's
funny.
Let's fire it up on a Tuesday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a Bugaboo Tuesday. What is bothering you today?
Things that bother me. This one's way different. This is way off. I know Steve usually knows that I pull up to something in general in life that bothers me. This one's a little bit different, like that.
Okay.
Monster games and mega misses. Monster games and mega misses. Why, God, why? Why in the world did it take over 150 years to get 12-team playoff? Why, God, why would it take 150 years? 1869, Rutgers played Princeton. 1869. And they finally get to a playoff system. Well, and here's why I think about this. There are mega games all over the schedule every week now. This week, there are so many mega games. I'm not talking about the ones. There's still, I counted up, I think there's still 58 teams alive for the playoffs.
58.
58 teams that have a chance at the play. Think about this one. Think about this one. Thursday and Friday. Syracuse-Pitt. One loss, Syracuse versus Pitt. Incredible game. Playoff.
Thursday night?
That's Thursday night. Friday night, Boise State-UNLV. That's for the playoffs.
Is it?
It's for the playoffs. How about Saturday? Notre Dame-Navy, playoffs. Illinois-Oregon, playoffs. Mizzou-Alabama, playoffs. Texas-Vandy, playoffs. Penn State-Wisconsin, playoffs. LSU-Texas A&M, playoffs. SMU-Duke, playoffs. Cincy-CU, playoffs.
Implications.
Nebraska-Ohio State, playoffs.
Implications.
And there's a lot of teams that are still in the playoff, but they're not playing someone else across the board that has the same one. Every one of those teams are still 100% in playoff mode. And I'm just the fact that it took this long to be able to have this interest.
There's got
to
be reasons. Because
right now, the interest level would be down to eight teams.
Mm-hmm.
There would be eight teams in the discussion right now. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that would be it. That would be all there would be to it.
I wonder why.
But this is the one that gets me. Just think of this. And we can just, if you just want to go Huskers, that's fine. Just think about the mega misses, the thousands of what happened right there. Just with that pre-BCS, they just voted on the champion. They just voted thought was best.
I remember it.
Then they went BCS. Imagine all the teams that were third. There were undefeated teams that didn't make it. There were undefeated teams that didn't make it into the playoffs. Didn't get into the BCS. They went undefeated.
And it was wildly popular.
Undefeated. Didn't get in. Can you imagine that? The four teams. Think about this one.
I can imagine because I lived it.
Just last year, Georgia went from 1-6. They lost on it by one score on a neutral field, and they went from
to Bama,
and they went from first to sixth and didn't make the playoffs.
Ooh.
Can you imagine that? Imagine being number one right now going into it and missing it. So then just go backwards like that, and obviously Florida State too. Think about Nebraska, the 1 second put back on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska's still going to make the what?
Playoffs.
They're still going to the playoffs.
2009.
Bo wouldn't have said, there's a reason for this.
Yeah.
BCS.
Yeah. How about 1980?
Remember that?
How about 1982? Penn State's out of bounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Penn State's out of bounds on their sideline like that. They're out of bounds.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Wouldn't matter as much.
Wouldn't matter as much because Nebraska still would have got into the playoffs. They were probably the best team in the country. And because of that one loss at that time, it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. There's thousands of teams that potentially could have been national champions that got outed because of the system.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it was still really popular. I mean, college football is incredibly popular.
It's still popular, but it's not like it is now. It's way more popular.
You're saying
right
this
now.
Is better times right now?
This is better times
a
now.
A rare instance?
This is better times right now because of the games that you start looking at. Think of the games. Was there any interest in the really, really deep interest in the Boise UNLV game?
No.
Now there is. Now there's major interest because there's chance for playoff spots. Everything's going to be different. I want you to think about this. Will they hang Final Four banners? Will there be Final Four banners? We made the Final Four in football. Could you imagine if you won the Big Ten in basketball and automatically put you in the Final Four? It buys you all the way into the Final Four. I mean, it is just incredible, the games and the excitement now. There's 58 teams that are still available. In week seven right now, in week seven, tell you what, Nebraska is 100% in the playoffs conversation. They're 5-2. Beat Ohio State, and they're and then the
wash away that loss to Indiana.
And they go 10-2, they're in the playoffs.
Yep.
So teams are still alive. Where there was at this time last year, if they had two losses last year, it was over. It was over. There's going to be 10-2. Every team that's 10-2 has a great chance. There'll be a 9-3
team. Better that way.
It's better that way to have it.
It's better that way. I can't get on fully on board. It's better times. I can't. I don't know about that. It's better that way for sure. But I liked it kind of better.
There were times when Miami was playing for the national championship and against Nebraska in the Orange Bowl, and Nebraska was 9-3 or 9-2, and they were 11-0. That that was the Orange Bowl for the national championship.
It was flawed.
Yeah, it was heavily flawed.
Yeah,
and it was flawed. It was crazy because also the Division II, Division III, 1AA, they figured it out like 50 years ago of how to do it, but they couldn't get it figured out, and now it's
in Division I.
Just think, everyone. Yeah, you have a chance. It takes away from those of, hang on now, we can all get in the playoffs. So now every time, it's not like, well, we have to be at Alabama, we have to be at Georgia, we have to be at Clemson to have a chance to play.
No, now you don't.
Now you have other opportunities.
Beat Nebraska.
And so they're going from 12, they're already going to 14, and it's going to go to 16.
What's the threshold?
I don't know.
Where does it get where you don't want to go any further?
I think 16 is about 16, that, right?
I think 16 would be it. I think the only problem with 16 that I would have is that would mean that one has to play 16, and I think they deserve a bye. And what, like right now, I love the four byes in those first four games on sites, on home sites.
Mm-hmm.
Those will be, just wait till that comes up. That conversation we have. What we got? We got four games. When are they going to be played? Oh, at home, Iowa State can be hosting in -9 degrees. Iowa State can be hosting.
That
and right now,
would be
also,
incredible.
Also, Iowa State right now would be thinking, okay, here's the deal. We're 7-0, but we've got to run the table. If we don't run the table, we're not getting in. We have to run it. Now they're not. No, one loss team have a great
chance.
They're
probably in.
Could be a two loss team and get in. It just makes the inclusion is so much better. It makes for better times. If you go back in history, just think of the teams that got.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying. There's no pushback there. I just like college football
this
better.
This is a rare example where it's right now better times. I'm concerned about this, Bill. Are you okay?
That's what I'm having trouble with.
This is not Bill
Reverse
Bush.
Like, better times.
Yeah, it's confusing
sometimes
to me.
Sometimes you have to. It's confusing
I'm
to
very,
me.
It's exhausting. I'm very thrown off right now.
It's exhausting.
Very thrown
this
off.
Is better times?
This is. For college football, it is.
Yeah. This is better times.
Because when you turn the games on and you have all these. Because before, you wouldn't have cared. There's just no chance you're all pumped up about these games. It just doesn't happen. Missouri, Alabama, what is it, number 19 versus 15 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You're kind of going, yeah, it's fun to watch. Where's it taking you? They're going to hope to go to the Cotton Bowl, and they're going to play.
Yeah,
and they hope they're going to play one team, but one team won't show up. One team will have all their players opt out.
Mm. So, well, now that wasn't an issue back in the day.
Back in the day, it wasn't, but that's where it's at now. If you didn't.
The better times thing, I don't know. Like, I don't. College football was in a much better place in like 1985. Like, it wasn't opt-outs. The bowls were very meaningful.
Very meaningful. I agree.
This is a part of it that's better. I'm not willing to go into it's all better. This is a part of it that's better.
Yeah. I just said that right now I'd rather have these times than I would 85.
Better times right now. Strange.
Yes. I'm throwing
better
off.
Times. I'm going to stick with it.
I need to.
I need the text line. Am I getting?
We have a couple responses.
Am I getting beat up over this? Because I'm sticking with this.
No, you're fine.
Some responses. Ryan in Delaware says, "Remember when the undefeated SEC team got left out of the BCS 2004 Auburn?
Undefeated. in the SEC, didn't get in.
I don't. Yeah, it didn't bother me. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't an Auburn fan, but.
Hole in a Boat says, it's crazy that it's way harder now to win a conference title game than to make the playoff.
It's a little revisionist because it wasn't like a lot of people, like, we enjoyed college football. It wasn't like, I ain't watching it. I'm not watching these games. It wasn't that.
No, it wasn't that at all.
No. It wasn't like, well, they don't have a playoff, so I ain't watching it. It wasn't that.
Agreed. But it was getting that way. That's why the change was so great.
Right.
It was getting to the point to where it didn't have that anymore.
When did it start getting that way?
About when the first opt-out started. When the opt-out started.
Now it does. Okay.
Because now these
yes.
You're going to get the top 12, eventually the top 14 to 16 teams. Everyone's playing. Everyone's playing.
So it helps stave off opt-outs.
Absolutely. Just think, who was it last year?
It was.
Who'd Missouri beat? Ohio State, they all opted out. We know Florida a couple of years ago.
So when did it start? I think when McCaffrey.
2015.
Yeah, about that time.
It was McCaffrey caused a lot of consternation nationwide when he opted out, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Then Myles Garrett came out that year. Myles Garrett, you know who that is?
I do.
He came out and said, why would I opt out, man? Yeah. I'm playing a bowl game with
my
team.
Ball.
Yeah. I'm playing with my guys. Why would I opt out? No, I'm playing with these. Why would I turn my back on these guys? Yeah. And I thought, I'll take Garrett over McCaffrey every day of the week.
Yeah. Oh, no. We all love that part of it. We all love the part of the guys.
Opt outs. That's the key, though. You're right.
The key is the opt out.
Now you're swaying, and that was not
going to reverse itself.
No.
Your opt out. Also,
it was
there's
not.
People that opted out of the bowl games last year. They didn't even get drafted. They thought it was cool. They thought it was cool to say I'm opting out.
I'm just done playing ball.
It was almost to draw attention to themselves. Yeah, no can do. I'm opting out. And everybody's like, hang on. Who is that? We gotta put an eye on him. Oh, he didn't even get drafted.
So 2015 is when. Yeah, interesting.
There was no.
You had to do it, right?
You had to do it. There was no saving it. If not, it was gonna be down to just four teams, and everybody else was the other bowl games already showed that. That wasn't good.
Ben, are you listening?
Yeah.
That is good discussion.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour two next, we're going to get more of the Matt Rhule audio from yesterday. That's up next in Early Break in the Ticket.